Greek teacher arrested after attending school without negative coronavirus test. By Chris Tomlinson on April 23, 2021. Police arrested a Greek teacher for going to school without producing a negative Wuhan coronavirus self-administered test. The high school teacher on the island of Andros was one of seven people authorities arrested on Tuesday for failing to comply with the measures enacted by the government to stop the spread of the Wuhan coronavirus. In addition to the seven arrests, the Hellenic Police, ELAS, handed out a total of €290,000, £252,000/$349,000, in fines to those who had violated the restrictions, including two organizers of a private gathering at a residence who were fined €3,000, £2,600/$3,600, each, newspaper Prototema reports. In total, Greek police carried out over 80,000 checks and found 887 people violating the coronavirus restrictions. The self-test for the virus, which the teacher was supposed to carry out, was introduced just days ago in Greece for employees in public and private sectors, including workers in supermarkets and transportation, those selling food and drink, and barbers and hairdressers. Those caught not carrying out the weekly tests or not declaring a positive test result can face fines of €500, £433/$600, while employers can face fines of €1,500, £1,300/$1,800. The arrests and fines come as Greece moves to open up its economy, with the government setting a date of May 15 to reopen the country's tourism industry and lift a ban on travel between different regions of the country. Our goal is to have a safe Easter and a free summer. But one cannot undermine the other, Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said in a televised address on Wednesday. Greek Orthodox Easter weekend begins on April 30. Greece was also one of the countries to back the concept of a vaccine passport to aid the free movement of people within the European Union and boost tourism. Last week, however, the Council of the European Union, which is made up of ministers from each member state's government, agreed to limit the scope of the so-called Green Pass and stated that it would not be regarded as a travel document. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.